Though council raised a few concerns, a proposed East End development on the former Loblaw lands met with no opposition during a public meeting on Tuesday evening. The plan is to build 4 apartment buildings ranging between 9 and 14 stories tall, along with 201 townhouses, 31 on-street townhouses and 170 back-to-back townhouses, on the vacant lot at 115 Watson Parkway. N, directly across from Starwood Drive, north of York Road. The development includes 2.818 sq meters of commercial space, about double what was proposed in 2023 in neighborhood park and trails connections. "I don't see any major hills here," said Ward 1's Cown Dan Gibson, referring to issues with the plan. "This is a long time coming. I'm thrilled about there being something in this space," added Ward Mate Aaron Cadden. "In order for the development to go ahead as is, numerous zoning amendments are needed regarding density, maximum building height, to 14 from 10 stories, setbacks, common amenity spaces, open landscape areas and more. The proposal calls for 1,394 parking spaces, including 468 to be built underground and primarily used by residents. An additional 503 surface level spots, including a 2-level parking structure, are planned. Townhouse parking is to be provided via driveways and private carports." Tuesday's public meeting was designed to gather feedback from the community, which city staff is to consider before making a final recommendation to council during a future meeting. With no public comments for or against the plan, development proponents were the only delegates. Council members expressed concern about the layout of parking, location of the proposed public park and the use of net zero technology, but none called for significant revisions to be made. Asked about the timeline for construction, Joe Vallela, the owner of Watson Holdings Inc., expressed interest in starting as soon as possible. "As quickly as staff will allow us, that's how quickly we'll move," he told council. In terms of securing a grocery store tenant, Vallela said there's been a lot of interest, but nothing has been finalized at this point. "The lack of public opposition, to me, speaks volumes," noted Mayor Cam Guthrie. "I'm hopeful that this can come back as soon as possible, so that we can actually see this site come to fruition," he said. "I don't know how to operate earth mover excavating machines, but I would love to jump in one and help you with this." Development of the site has been talked about in the community many years, with interest focused on seeing a grocery store built there. In the early 2000s, then-owner Loblaw planned to build a supercenter on the lot, but backed off after Walmart, originally intended for the same area, opened on Woodlawn. When the owner, Guelph Watson Holdings Inc., hosted a community meeting in June 2023, the plan called for 747 overall units, 582 apartment units and 192 townhouses, along with 1,486 sq m of commercial space. There were to be 2 apartment buildings between 6 and 10 stories tall. That plan was revised last year to include 1,267 units, 1,070 apartment units and 197 townhouses, and 2,818 sq m of commercial space. The proposal included 4 buildings between 10 and 14 stories tall.